been unions since the 19th century, but in their sort of modern form, the United Auto Workers Union succeeded in organizing the auto companies in the 30s. Ford was the last one in 1941, and they've been a major player on the scene ever since. But certainly in the private sector, unions have been shrinking over the last three or four decades, while they've been holding their own or increasing in the public sector.
Has organized labor ever faced a challenge like this before in Michigan history?
No, not since the Great Depression. Of course, the organized labor had a very hard time before Franklin D. Roosevelt. But not only have there not been a challenge, no previous governor, John Engler, who was seen by most people as being more conservative than Governor Snyder, would never have dreamed of trying right to work because he knew it wouldn't go anyplace. But a number of things happened in the last few months to make this happen.
Give us some idea of what those things are, because I think people are surprised that this is coming up now, especially since Governor Snyder said he didn't want it to.
Well, he said it wasn't on his agenda, but this is what happened. The governor, and I'm told by this by people who know his thinking pretty well, was angered by the unions pushing the collective bargaining amendment. I think he thought they had sort of a memorandum of understanding, an unwritten memorandum of understanding, and the governor and his allies had to spend millions of dollars to help defeat this. The amendment was defeated overwhelmingly, and that left the unions somewhat vulnerable. And legislators who, some legislators, Mike Shirkey notably, who wanted right to work, had always wanted it, saw this as an opportunity to pounce. And I think what happened here was the governor was somewhat ill-disposed toward the unions, but also it's better to look like you're in command of events than being dragged along behind them. And I think he concluded that this was sort of unstoppable, that the legislature was going to do this regardless, and he might as well appear to be leading the charge.
When we think about the fact that Michigan, with its long history of organized labor and the continued presence of the automotive industry, what does this mean for the state?
Well, my guess is that initially it won't mean very much, oddly. It may mean more as far as public sector workers are concerned. There's been a number of studies of the effect of right-to-work legislation. Of course, those in favor of it say, oh, it's going to bring jobs pouring into Michigan. Those who are opposed to right-to-work say it's going to depress the levels of pay. They call it right to work for less. But there's a very good nonpartisan analysis of this today in the Center for Michigan's online magazine, Bridge. And it concludes that it's sort of hard to tell. It's very hard. There's evidence on both sides. But in Michigan, in the private sector, only 12% of workers currently, 12%, are covered under labor contracts. Now, public sector workers, especially workers like teachers, about 55% of them are unionized. But my guess would be that when it comes to the private sector, it'll take a while before this fully kicks in. I don't think it means that the auto companies, the unions at the auto companies, are going to be disbanded or there's going to be an attempt to destroy them overnight. But certainly they'll be in a weakened position.